Australians with disability who aren't supported by the National Disability Insurance Scheme say they've been forgotten during this election campaign. Of the almost 4.5 million people with disability, just over 500,000 are part of the NDIS. And advocates say help for anyone outside the scheme has dried up. More now from National Disability Affairs reporter Elizabeth Wright.
Checking the letterbox is often as far as Lisa Giles can walk in a day. She lives with multiple disabilities, including cervical spinal stenosis.
I have probably about 2 to 3 hours a day that I can try and do something. By then I'm exhausted and I'm often in a lot of pain by night.
The 51-year-old had to give up work in 2005. She lives on the Disability Support Pension and has twice been rejected by the NDIS.
You cannot live in this society on the money we're being paid, so I can't even try and pay for help myself. I'm desperate for help. I'm desperate for treatment.
4.4 million Australians live with disability, but only 518,000 are NDIS participants. Professor Anne Kavanagh from the University of Melbourne says the election campaign has forgotten those outside the scheme.
No one is talking about the other 85% of people with disabilities who aren't in the NDIS. And many of those people are struggling to get the services and supports they need to live ordinary lives.
And Professor Kavanagh says there's an explanation for why that's happening.
Many state governments have completely withdrawn any funding from any other kinds of disability supports because they're providing funding into the NDIS.
The NDIS is not set up as originally intended. There was going to be a Tier 2 to provide support for those outside the scheme, but it never eventuated.
It shouldn't be a situation where you're in the NDIS and you can access services and supports and you're outside of the NDIS and there's nothing.
The Shadow Minister for the NDIS, Bill Shorten, says the Tier 2 framework was abandoned from the get-go by the Morrison government. And if elected, Labor would bring forward a planned review of the NDIS design, operation and sustainability. A spokesperson for the Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, says the NDIS was designed to support people with significant and permanent disability and that states and territories are primarily responsible for ensuring everyone with disability has access to mainstream support. Lisa Giles is going to make another application to the NDIS.
It is not fair and equitable. It shouldn't be how you became disabled. It should be you are disabled. And as a compassionate, rich country, we should be able to say those who are vulnerable and those who are suffering, they get a decent amount to live on and the medical care that they need.
Disability pensioner Lisa Giles ending that report from Elizabeth Wright.